Previously on Day by Day, we saw that God showed up big time in the past. But the question is, will God show up today? Had the people in the book of Judges gone too far so that God would just forget them? We seek to answer that question today on Day by Day. Judges chapter 5, verse 6, it says, "In the days of Shamgar, in the days of Jael, the highways were abandoned." The crisis was so bad in the land of the promised land for the Israelites that foreigners were the heroes. Their current day were the days of Shamgar and Jael, when no one walked along the familiar streets anymore for fear of being robbed or kidnapped or even murdered. They stayed off of the main roads and traveled along back roads and secret paths, which were much more difficult to travel. The text goes on to say that the villagers ceased in Israel. In the Hebrew way of life in those days, there was a distinctive difference between a village and a town. A town usually had a fortified wall around it to provide some protection from outside enemies, but a village had no such wall. So village life was not the same anymore. There were threats against the villagers. And so you couldn't let your kids go outside to play. You wouldn't gather at the well and discuss life together while you drew your water. The men wouldn't go into their farms and lands for fear of the enemy. Their normal way of life was completely disturbed. That's what life was like before Deborah, a compassionate and nurturing and wise judge, was brought onto the scene. But she's quick not to let us forget why this took place. This particular situation was brought on by the people's own choosing. The people chose to turn and embrace the gods of the surrounding culture. And instead of experiencing life and joy, this is what they got. And this is what the enemy always brings: chaos and disruption from the way life is supposed to be. And the text says that when new gods were chosen, war was in the gates. So heed the lesson well. The enemy will never be satisfied with just a little bit. He will want to dominate. Well, Cliff, I've heard sermons before, and it sounds like you could say the same thing about God. He will not be satisfied with just a little bit of your life, that he wants to be in control of all of it. So what's the difference? Well, the difference is found in the chasm between destruction and deliverance, between prison and pleasure, between death and life. And in Christ, you are set free from the domination of sin and Satan. When you pray today, please remember Pablo Muñez, our missionary in Chile. Also, remember the song Hey Lifeward broadcast that's heard in Burkina Faso, Guinea, Mali, and Mauritania.